All right, this is Ken Rogers of NFL Films, fresh off the Hard Knocks announcement. You guys are excited to come here to Texas, here to Houston, and check out the Texans. What was the main reason?
The main reason is the national interest in this team right now. It's got everything you want from a show, and they say everything's bigger in Texas. I think that's going to be the case for Hard Knocks this year. They've got a great rookie class, both drafted and undrafted. They've got some stars that everyone around the country want to hear from and hear about that they don't necessarily know much about except for Sundays. They've got a really strong coaching staff that's got a lot of interesting personalities on it and led by Coach O'Brien. And overall, as an organization, they're really focused on getting to the top of the NFL. And that's what makes this show great, is a team with some urgency, a team trying to climb. A lot of people say, well, why not do the team that won the Super Bowl? Well, the team that won the Super Bowl is trying to just do the same thing again. You know, there's no sense of urgency. This team's on its way back up after being down for a year, and we think nationwide we've heard from fans that just are really interested in what this team's all about.
You guys have done a tremendous job, not just at Hard Knocks over the years, but decades worth of work. What do you think the biggest challenge is coming to Houston to this episode?
Well, I hear it's a little hot here. Is that the case? August in Houston.
We invented heat, yes.
Yeah, and as Matt alluded to up on stage, our director, Matt Dissinger, we are at practice and at the facility before the players show up, and we're here when they leave at night. So they're very long days for our crew, grueling days for our crew, and we're in training camp as well. It's really the toughest show that we produce. So being outside in the elements for the amount of time that we are is very difficult, and we plan on shooting more hours of footage this year than in any Hard Knocks in the past. So we're going to shoot well over 300 hours per week for every 1 hour that airs on Tuesday nights on HBO. So to turn around 300 hours and to shape it, storytell it into 1 hour, it's going to be extremely challenging, both for the editorial crew and for the crew here in Houston.
What do you do with some of that great stuff that goes on the cutting room floor?
Maybe one day we'll have a Hard Knocks reunion or something. But actually, believe it or not, there's not a lot that goes on the cutting room floor that's great. It's not. It's no surprise that training camp, you know, is kind of a grind, but it's also repetitive. You know, there's a lot of dry teaching. There's a lot of, over and over instruction. And so the personalities don't have a chance to shine, all the time. So when we get glimpses of personalities, when there's some downtimes, when players go home to their families or when they're relaxing in their dorms, those are great moments for us because camp, it's a lot of staring ahead and concentrating on your coach. So the cutting room floor is bare of really great material. All the best stuff really does go on screen.
Last year you were focused on the Falcons, obviously, but when you came to Houston, J.J. Watt really got a cinematic treatment. Can we maybe expect more of the same this year?
What's his name? I'll write that down. J.J. Watt? Yeah, I think J.J. Had a great star turn, a little cameo last year with the Falcons. And that was really because he was going up against Jake Matthews, you know, the rookie for the Falcons. Had that not been the case, I'm not sure whether we would have featured him. We are really focused on whatever the story of camp is. I assume J.J. Watt's going to have a story during camp, certainly as a leader of the team. But this is going to be a show about 90 guys trying to make the roster. This isn't about one player, even a player of that magnitude. We're not going to spend undue amounts of time following J.J. Watt because there's 89 other players here at camp who have really interesting stories that fans might not know as much about as they do about J.J.
Ken, we can't wait to see what some of those journeys, some of those stories become. Thanks so much for the time. We look forward to August.
Thanks. We do too.